Now, the lights of Christmas encroach earlier and earlier into November. It can be a harder time to contend with death. While darkness weighs down on those mourning, the streets light up and everyone else is caught up with shopping and preparing. The bright and shiny season is a counterpoint to the reality that a light has gone out and life has utterly changed for families and individuals hit by the sledgehammer blow of ending and absence. It's not that you expect the world to stop turning in sympathy with you, but in the daze and shock of loss, especially a sudden death, it can be a wonder that life can go on the same all around you. That's the words of Breda Joy, who wrote a column in the Kerry's Eye today about the issue of dealing with loss. And Breda's with me on the line. Breda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Look, it's a beautiful, I think, and an important piece as well. And you're talking about the loss of your own mother back in 1987. And there was a Tato van which brought this all home to you, in, I suppose, on years of reflection afterwards, that pulled out in front of the funeral cortege.
Yeah, it was a kind of a bizarre touch because it just reminded me that though I felt that my own world was on its side, the world was still spinning and life was going on for other people. And I think that's a big part of when you're bereaved, it's like that you're away in another world, apart from people to a certain extent.
That is all part of it. You've written as well about, I suppose, the immediate impact, especially of a sudden loss, Breda. And like, how many years goes by, that's irrelevant. It's still that loss, and it can be more keenly felt at this time of year.
Yeah, and the cliche is that time heals, but it is true that time heals. But you never, you know, you still miss the person at key points, especially if somebody dies young. For me, I went through a lot of resentment and anger that my mother at the age of 47 was at a time when she could, you know, enjoy life more, and that it was taken away from her. But I suppose one of the reasons I wrote the article this week was I know an awful lot of people, and just last week our own family, that have gone through bereavements this year and especially in November. And it's probably only a crumb of consolation, but, you know, I wanted to remind people that they are held in the care and concern of those closest to them, but also people on the fringes, you know. And I'm thinking of people in Killarney who I'd know directly, but also people everywhere from Ardgroom to America, that for the first time this Christmas will have an empty chair at the table. And I think it's important for them to know that, and for the rest of us to do, you know, what we can for them, to be there for them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, isn't it? Whether it's your first year, and particularly, I suppose, in your first year, it's that Christmas day and that empty chair that can be very difficult to deal with.
Yeah. And what I say to people, too, is sometimes it's not the time that you expect the grief to stab you that it will. It's sometimes it hits you at off times. And, you know, I found that Christmas, I got through that Christmas day all right, but it was other times, you know, that it hit me. And like, my mother passed in April, and I remember a friend coming to the door with a plant for the grave at Christmas, you know, and that meant an awful lot to me. And even in our own family bereavement, one of our in-laws, who was bereaved only 6 to 8 weeks ago, he took the train down from Dublin to be there for the wake. And, you know, when people go the extra mile for you, it helps in a very hard situation. It does help.
It makes a huge difference. Or can make a huge difference for people. Do you think, yeah, Brendan, you wrote this, that, you know, someone who's gone through loss, I won't say that they're better equipped, but that they, you know, should try and reach out and help someone who's recently bereaved, that they can kind of console them in a way from what they've learned on their journey.
Yeah, because I suppose even though I was writing something serious, I was joking in a way, because in one aspect of it, in that somebody, when I was bereaved, she came to me, she was an acquaintance, and she said, now you're going through anger and depression, and then you'll go through this, and eventually you will reach acceptance. And I kind of lit up, because I said, my God, she knows what I'm going through. But then she told me she was doing a course on grief, and I kind of deflated again then, because I said to myself, Jesus, this is only book knowledge. But when you go through it yourself, you know, you can be of value to people. And I suppose that's the point I was trying to make, was that, you know, if you have the experience yourself, you must try to be useful to other people and help them.
Even though it's bitter experience for the person that's gone through it, can you turn it into something positive in reaching out to help somebody who's just at the start of the journey?
And we see that with so many people who do fundraisers. Like, I think they're amazing when they lose somebody from cancer, and they turn around and they raise huge amounts of money, and I'm sure that helps them. One practical little thing, when my father died, like, as always, as people know that are listening, you get an awful lot of cards in, and, you know, they're all welcome. But one person just put a short note in a card to me, and it was in Irish. Roughly, it was saying, "Níl siad imithe uinn ach roinn." They're not gone from us, but ahead of us. And sometimes, if you could even put in a short note saying what you admired that person for that's gone, or do you know, if you can make your card a little bit more personal, those things stay with people, you know. Then
It makes a difference. You talked about your own mother as well, Breda. Just, I thought it was an interesting line. You were talking about the anger, obviously. Why was someone taken? Why was this person? Why has this happened? But if you ask why someone was taken, you must also ask why they were given to you.
Yeah. And I suppose that's where the acceptance comes in. And I suppose it's part of life, is this whole thing, letting go, you know, even with ourselves. Everything is given to us, you know, and we have to, I suppose,
be grateful for that.
But I'll be grateful. Like, there's one saying that I always keep. It was from this European diplomat, Dag Hammarskjöld. He said, "For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes." But it's very, very hard, you know, to say yes to loss. But that's the two sides of life, really, isn't it? You know, you get so much and you lose so much.
Yeah. So, look, for this Christmas coming up now, and in the bright season you were talking about there with the lights, there are people, and a lot of people know people who are facing their first Christmas without somebody. It could be someone who was taken suddenly, someone who was, you know, ailing for quite some time, but still gone. And that word gone, meaning gone in all its terribleness, that, you know, that people should reach out, or people who have gone down the road before maybe can help, Breda.
Yeah, that's just the point I'm trying to make in it this week, yeah.
Yeah, well, Breda, look, thanks so much for talking to us about it. It's a timely column, and well done on writing it, because it will help a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, I hope so. Even if it helps one or two, it would be something. Yeah.
It'll be worth it, yeah. Breda Joy there, thanks a million for talking to us. That's Breda Joy on the line, talking about that issue of grief, particularly at this time of year, and for those families in particular who are going through their first Christmas with out somebody without a loved one, in whatever way they were taken from them, that maybe others who've been down the road before, and everyone in general, I suppose, to try and remember them, try and be kind, and maybe the people who've gone before them, as painful as it is, down that road of grief and dealing with grief, that they would be able to be in a position to help them at this time of year.